New Perek. Daf Kuf Lamed from the beginning. It's called Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. For the obvious purposes, for the next eight daf, we're going to have the main concentration on Shas, on Hilchas Pris Mila, especially in Nogeit Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, he says, Im lo avi klimi erev Shabbos, mevi b'Shabbos. He holds, if you didn't bring the Izmol, the Kli to do the Pris Mila with, on Erev Shabbos, you can actually bring it on Shabbos, even Derech Bishus Havavim, because the Pasuk says, B'yom HaShmini, it's a Chiddush, meaning even on Shabbos, we're allowed to do Pris Mila on Shabbos. Therefore, Rebbe Eliezer says, all aspects of Pris Mila, you could do on Shabbos. Megula, you bring it, when you're going to Rishus HaVavim, you bring it that everybody can see it. U'b'sakana, and in the time of Sakana, Mechasei L'api Eidim. You bring it with Eidim looking, seeing that you've done it, in case anyone is choshed that you're carrying on Rishus HaVavim, they'll see that you're carrying an Izmil for Shabbos, which is Mutter, and you have Eidim, there will be no Cheshad on the person. Rashi, Rebbe Eliezer Me'im Lo Havi Kli Izmil L'molad Atinuch. If you didn't bring the bris knife, V'chayim Atitin B'perkin D'le'il. Now, our whole parak, why are we talking about Mila all of a sudden? The last line of the last Mishnah, in the last parak, was, it says, V'chol Tzarki Mila Yosin B'Shabbos, that it gave the heter of all aspects of Mila you could do on Shabbos. So according to that, Rebbe Eliezer says, even the aspects that could have been done Erev Shabbos, if you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos. You can bring the knife on Shabbos. Megula, b'fnei hakol. Meaning you do it in front of everybody. Come on, explain why is there a need to show it to everyone. Ubit sakana. At a time of sakana, shagazu arma'im ala mila, when the goyim have decreed against us on mila, and if they see you carrying the knife, they'll punish you. And therefore, you don't want to do it meguli, you do it carrying it in your garment, and people will see that you're carrying something, and they don't know what you're carrying. Therefore, mechaseu api eidim, sheidu sheizmil shel mitzvahim aviv lo yechashtuhu. They'll see that you're bringing a izmil of mitzvah, and they won't come to be kosher that you're a mechali Shabbat. V'orami Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer is going to take this kiddush even further, of what you're allowed to do on Shabbos for the needs of the milah. Court, if you don't have an Izmil at all, and it's time to do the meal on Shabbos, Kortim Eitzim, you can chop down trees, Lasot Pekamim, in order to make coals, in order Lasot Barzel, in order to make a piece of metal. Now there's a Girsa of Kli Barzel, and there's a saying Barzel. When we mean Barzel, it doesn't mean making a finished product of an Izmil. It means making enough of a metal that's sharp enough and fitting for an Izmil, and not any more than that. I mean, you're not allowed to make the finished product. You do what you're allowed to do to make it to make sure you can ensure a proper mila. So you can make a piece of metal that's, and of course, sharp. That's the main thing. But all the designs on it and everything else in the finished product, no. But you see how far you take the din of Rebbe Eliezer, that even on Shabbos, you could do whatever is needed. Even if you could have done it Erev Shabbos, you do it on Shabbos if you didn't. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva brings down a principle. Kol Malacha She'efshala Sotam Erev Shabbos. Anything that you could have done Erev Shabbos, Eino Tocher the Shabbos. It's not Tocher the Shabbos. He's Cholok on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can do it when it comes to Shabbos. Whatever is needed, you do. It's like it did in the Chutra. There's no Shabbos when it comes to Mila. Rabbi Akiva says no. Of course, the Torah, when it said Yom HaShmini, and it says even on Shabbos, that meant the Etzem Mila. But anything that you could do before Shabbos, you're chayv to do before Shabbos. V'she'i efshar lasot Erev Shabbos, and something that's impossible to do Erev Shabbos, for example, the Mila itself, it's impossible to do on Erev Shabbos, but it will be Yom Shvi, and it has to be Yom HaShmini. Dokhan HaShabbos. That's what's Dokhan HaShabbos. Rashi. He's cholik on Rabbi Eliezer b'makshirei mitzvah when it comes to the preparation of the mitzvah. She'ain dochin. That's not going to be dochin the Shabbos. However, yeshua is looking at Erev Shabbos. If something's possible to do on Erev Shabbos, you do it on Erev Shabbos. V'shiyef shalat sot b'Shabbos kigon mila. something that's impossible to do because the etzem mila atzmo shir shalol lasot the zman of yom hashmini docher shabbos. Only the zman yom hashmini is docher the shabbos. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you forgot the izmo in the house in this reshus of avin, can't bring the izmo. Can't bring the izmo. Okay, and we possibly like Rabbi Akiva, and we'll develop this machloket more through the Gemara. So from this machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is found in other places in Shas, also in other aspects of how far you can do preparations. I think in Megillah is a big place where it's Rabbi Eliezer, all aspects, even sharpening a knife for Yom Tov, in order to have a sharp knife for the eating is allowed. Well, Rabbi Akiva is cholik again. Anything that's possible to do Erev Shabbos is not going to be docher the Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, so Rebbe Eliezer says that when you bring it on Shabbos, the Izmael, you're allowed to, in Rishus of Avim, in front of everybody, why is it that you should do it in front of everyone? They asked, time of the Rebbe Eliezer, what's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer that you bring it Megula? Mishum Chavuvi Mitzvah? Is it because the mitzvah is so beloved to him and he wants to show everybody that this is Bris Mila and even Shabbos is Docher? Or Dilma Mishum Chashta? Is it because the people, he doesn't want anyone to think, to be worried about that he's carrying a knife on Shabbos? Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference between the two? Tamin, that he's doing it because he's showing how beloved the mitzvah is, or he's showing it in front of everybody that this is allowed to be done on Shabbos. I'm allowed to be Docher Shabbos to bring the Mila knife. Litoy Makusa Api Edim. It's the difference between the two Tami, meaning if the whole reason is because of he's showing how beloved the mitzvah is, and no one's really choshed him. Therefore, when it's not a time of sakana, if he's carrying his jacket, no one's going to be choshed. We're not worried about choshed. Therefore, if he covers it, he does not have to bring Edim. If the whole reason why he's doing it because of Megula, that he has to bring it out in the Pirsum, that it's, he's doing something not wrong on Shabbos, therefore we're worried about people are going to talk about him. Therefore, if he covers it inside, he has to bring Edom. Because the whole reason over here is we're worried that people might talk. So he does it revealed. If he doesn't do it in front of everybody, he has to bring Edom. Iyamart mishum chevuvi mitzvah megulein. That's because it's megula. Ein mechusa. No, we're not worried about mechusa. We don't have to bring Edom, as Rashi's going to explain in just a minute. Ella. Rather, if it's because he's bringing it out, Megula, because he's worried that people might talk on him, even Mechusa Shapidami is going to need Eidim. Let's see, Rashi is going to explain the Gemara clearly. Time of the Rebbe Eliezer, Diomi Megula in Mechusa Lo. He said in the Mishnah, you bring it out Megula, and you don't bring it out covered. Mishum Chavuvi Mitzvah. Is it because of Chavuvi Mitzvah? Lo Diya Shechavivi Mitzvah Lov Shemechalim Shabbos Lov Aleya. It's to show, to let everybody know how beloved the mitzvah of Mila is, that you could even be Mechal Shabbos on it, so therefore you do it in a Pirsum. Mishum Chashta Shlo Yechashtu Hu Shehu Nose Shar Chafatzit. He does, he's showing, in order, he doesn't do it, he doesn't reveal it in order that people shouldn't think that he's carrying something else. At a time of danger, when you do cover it, I'll be Aiden, and you have to let Aiden know. That's Vadai Mishum Chashta. That's for sure, because we don't want people to think that you're doing something wrong. Ho. Ela Reisha. It's the Reisha where it says you do a Megula, not at the time of Sakana. What's the time? Miboylan. That's what we're asking over here. Tafka? Is it Tafka Megula? Is it dafka you bring it on Megula, but if you're going to cover it, like Alpi Aiden Shibishas Sakana Lo, we don't say that. Or Lav Dafka. Or the Megula is Lav Dafka. Megula, the time of Mishum Chashta. And the whole reason is because we're worried that people might talk. And therefore, if you do cover it, you have to bring Aiden. So that's the case. We're wondering what's the time that you have to bring it out Megula. If it's because you're showing Chavivi Mitzvah, then it's because of Chavivi. We're not worried that people are going to talk. And if you put it in your jacket and you carry it, we're not worried that people are going to talk. You don't have to bring Aiden. You just lost the Mila of showing people how beloved Mila is, that it's even Docher the Shabbos. Or the whole reason is because we're worried that people will talk. And therefore you do a Megula. But if you don't do a Megula and you put in your jacket, you better bring Eidim, because people might see you carrying something hidden and they'll talk about you. My, what's the answer? Itmo Amar Rav Levi, Lo Amar Rav Eliezer, Ela Lechavuvei Mitzvah. We have a Meforish, Rabbi Levi says that Rabbi Eliezer holds it for Lechavuvei Mitzvahs, meaning at a time when it's not Sakana, if you put it inside your jacket, you don't need to aid it. Tanya Nama Haki, we also have a Brisa, Mevia Megula, to aid Mevia Mechusa. You bring it Megula, and you don't need to bring it Mechusa. That's the Rabbi Eliezer. Omer Rav Ashi, Madikin Nami Daika. Our Mishnah, you could also be medayik, that it's for sure going on chavivim mitzvahs, and you don't have to bring edim if you cover it. Why do we see that? Diketani b'shasa sakana, the safe of the Mishnah that says at a time of danger when the goyim won't let us do mila, we have to cover it al pi edim. You have to cover it, bring it through v'shus rabim, but you make sure you have edim. Right? So what does that mean? When do you have to bring it with Edim? If you want to be medayik properly in the Mishnah, at a time of Sakana in, that's when you bring it with Edim. Shelo b'sakana, lo. By the time that it's not Sakana, you don't have to bring it with Edim. If you don't have to bring it with Edim, not at the time of Sakana, we're not dealing in the ratio of that people are going to be choshed on you. Rather, it's because of the Chavivim Mitzvah. Shema mina. That's clearly the reason of Rebbe Eliezer, is because of Chavivim Mitzvah. Mishum Chavivim Mitzvah. Shema mina. Tanya Idach, Avashi. Finished Dash is ready. Tanya Idach, another writer talking about Rebbe Eliezer. Mavia Megula. You bring it in front of everybody, and you don't bring it covered. Okay, you don't cover it up. He's saying in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, they were noegim at the time of the sakana that if they bring it, they bring it with edim. That's pretty much what we're saying over here. We have a little addition over here that Rabbi Yehuda clarifies what that the noegim at the time of Sakana. Eboilu, here's the question though. When you bring it with Edim to show that you weren't being Mechal Shabbat, what kind of Edim are we talking about? Eboilu, Edim de Ka'amar, Ihu Vechad. What is the purpose of the Edim over here? Are they testifying that you're doing something properly? Is it regular Edim? Or is it that you just have to get rid of a chashad? You need to be a giloi milta. And a giloi milta doesn't need kosher edim. It just needs two people to let people know that what he did was not chil shabbat. So iboilu, edim that went to kamar that you said, is it ihu v'chad? Is the two edim him and just one other person? Or dilma hu v'tre? It means him and two others. It's proper edut over here. Tashma ubisakana mechaseo api edim. It says, ubisakana, you need Aiden. And if you're going to say, Vishlamahu Vitray Shapir, it says Aiden. Aiden mean two people that can testify. So therefore, Vishlam, if it says Hu and Trey Shapir, it's Peseder. I understand it has to be two other people. Eli Amart Hu Vichat, my Aiden. What Aiden is it over there? That's not Aiden. He can't testify on himself. The word Aiden means two people that can testify. He can't testify himself. It's Mashma over here. That the Edim is two besides him. There's this question over here. No, the Gemara answers that he's also called, even if he's an Ed over here, he's called Edim, and you only need it for Gili Milter. Shavuyim la'ed b'makom acher. They're fitting these two, even though right now they're not. He's not an Ed for himself. He's not called an Ed. But since the two of them together are fitting to testify in a different place, they're called Edim right now. Bashi. He amart bishlamahu vitray. That's Shapir. We can understand him, and it's two others because it says the word Edim. Ha'edim de mikre Edim. That's called Edim. Elahu v'chad mi mikre Edim him. And another person, is that called Edim? Iu legabi nafshi mi mikre Edim him. Legabi, concerning himself. Is he called an Edim? Doesn't make sense. And the Mishnah, the Gemara answers, umishani. Bashi, I think it's the word over here, because if you look at the words in the Gemara, My Aiden Shavoya Leib Machamaka, you might get confused exactly how to read the Gemara. So Vashi adds in the Dibre Maskil Umishani. He's letting us know where the Gemara is answering. The question is, my Aiden? What is the Aiden, the terminology of Aiden going on if he himself is testifying? Umishani, and the Gemara answers Shavoyim La'aid V'machamachia. Vashi in the Dibre Maskil is coming to aid us in how to properly read the Gemara. Liolam. Hacha Eidus lo shaycha liafuki michashtevi amahu. Here, Eidus is not shaykh just to remove the chashad. You don't need Eidut for that. Ve'en kan lo dini mamonot v'lo dini nefashos. There's no dini mamon over here that you need Eidut for. There's no dini nefashos before a beis din. No one gave him haswa and they're about to kill him. We're worried about a chashad that people are going to talk that he's not a kosher yid. He lost his chesed kashus over here. She'ainu shnayim, that you need two. Umay kari lahu Eidim, so why are they called Eidim? De'icha gilei milta. There's an area that you need to reveal the matter over here. Ayatei hasheni. You need the second guy to reveal what happened over here. It's just to remove the chashada. Ushnayim kari Eidim, and they're called Eidim, be'edus achriti, in a different type of Eidus, she'inu nugeyaba. They are two Eidim in a different situation. So it's really a borrowed term of Eidim over here. They are Eidim, but you don't need Eidim in the sense of Eidim. Rather, you just need something. You need to reveal the matter. Va'od Omer Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer said more, that you can even cut down trees, make charcoal in order to make the barzel, in order to make some piece of metal, in order to do the mila if you don't have what's needed to do the mila. Tana Rabbanim. B'makomo shel Rebbe Eliezer. In the place of Rebbe Eliezer, how you court him, eats him, lasot pechal, lasot barzel, b'shabbos. In his place, they would actually do this. Even though Rebbe Akiva is cholik on him, obviously at this point we didn't have the whole dinim that comes up in other Gemaras of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer was eventually put into Chayim. He was a force within himself, even against the majority, and we come out barely. I don't even know if we do Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. He's called Shemuti. Rebbe Eliezer Shemuti. Either because he was a follower of Beis Shammai, or because they put him in Cherem. And his Pesachim is not. But in his place, they did exactly what he said. We have a klal. Rebbe Kiva v'chaverov. We Paskin like his Cherem. V'chavero. Rebbe Kiva versus someone else. We Paskin like Rebbe Kiva. Yeah. Rebbe Kiva v'chavero. Sorry. So over here, we're going to pass like Rabbi Akiva, but it's not a Yachid versus a Rabim over here. In his place, they passed like him, but they did it. Bimkomo shel Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, in the area, the jurisdiction of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, hayu ochlin basar of bechalov, chicken parmesan. They ate chicken and milk, cheese, together. Because, as we're going to see in a minute, there's a machloket in Chulin, it's a Mishnah, whether or not bus of a chicken and chalav, is it deraisa, according to some Rishonim, or is it just the midrabanan, or is it mutar l'kamri? They were never gozer on chicken. The Yossi HaGalili holds that there was never a gezeira midrabanan, there was never anything, there was no isser on eating a bus of oaf with chalav. Levi, ikla lebe Yossi Rishpa. Levi, the Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, happened to be at the house of Yossi Rishpa, the trapper. Karidi le Risha de Tafta. He brought before him the head of a certain type of bird. The Orach brings down that this bird has a phenomenal tail that has many colors in it. A peacock. So he describes a peacock. A Tafta. What's a peacock in Hebrew?
Tavas.
Oh, Tavas. That's where they got from.
What?
I guess it is. He brings down, it's a type of tarnacle or a pension. It's a kosher bird. It's the Yorick brings down. Peacock's kosher, yeah. It's like a chicken. It's from the chicken family. That's what the Yorick brought down. It's in the chicken family. He brought him the head of a peacock, bichalba, in milk over here, a delicacy. Lo achal. He went to eat it. Kiatel commanded the Rebbe when he came before his Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKodesh, Omalei, Amai Lo Tam Sham Taninu. Why don't you put him in a harem over here? The guy's going against what the sages hold. We paskin that Basa Ofechalav is also Asar. Omele Atreid Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseri. He's not in my jurisdiction. He's in the jurisdiction of Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseri. He is. Fiamina, and I'm telling you, Dilma, Darsh Luka Rebbe Yosef Yekalili, and maybe Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseri Paskins, he's Darshins like Rebbe Yosef Yekalili. That's how he holds. Over that's how he Paskins. The Tanan, the Mishnah brings down Rebbe Yosef Yekalili Omer. It says Naaman in the same Pasuk, in Parshas Ra'eh. It says Lo Ta'akla Kol Nevela. It says you can't eat any Nevela. V'Naaman in the same Pasuk, Lo Tavash Al Gidi B'Chalavimo. Don't cook the kid in the milk of his mother. So he darshens over here. Etcha Asa Mishum Nevela, Asa Levashal B'Chalav. Whatever has an Issa Nevela on it, that's the type, not just the Gidi. Gidi is not dafka, it's obviously lav dafka. He's talking about Lashon Hava, what was common. But because it says kol nevela, whatever has a din nevela has a din of iser bas v'chalav. So whatever, it's also be levash v'chalav. Oaf she'as mishum nevela, a fowl that is has an iser nevela on it. Yachol, you might have thought. Whenever you have yachol, it's always a havamina, which we're going to take apart after. Yachol yehi aser lebashal levashal b'chalav, you might have thought that it should also be aser, since the pasuk, the hekesh from the pasuk says whatever's in the veil is in the iser in the bas v'chalav. Talmud lomer, it says b'chalav imo, it says in the milk of his mother. Yatza of she'ein lo chalav ein, take to exclude a bird that doesn't have the milk of the mother. So the pasuk itself says you cook the kid in the milk of the mother. A bird doesn't have mother's milk, and therefore it's not included in it. There is no gezer at all. There's not even a midrash rabbanan on it, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. So therefore, at the time before the pasuk was finally brought down, you see that there was people, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, and it was possible that a jurisdiction of a rav can possibly like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. There was a certain city in Eretz Yisrael. They did like Rebbe Eliezer, meaning not like the halacha. They did whatever it took. They even did makshire mitzvah. Any preparation for mila they did on Shabbos. And obviously they weren't doing like the halacha. And yet, hayu meitim bizman, they would die in their proper zman. What's the meat of Kenega meat on it? They were makbid on Mila Bisman. Therefore, they also had Bisman. And the Marashar brings down a Zecher, not a Remez, but a Zecher to it, that Yitzchak Avino, who did Mila Bismano, he did on the eighth day, he lived till 180 years. Avram Avino, who did not do a Bisman, he did it with 99, lived till 175 years. He didn't live out his man over here. They did like Rebbe Eliezer and Machor. It's Mash from the Gemara. They were rewarded that they died in this man. For lo oda, not only that, the wicked kingdom, when we talk about the wicked kingdom, it's talking about the Romans. We don't glorify the Romans at all like American history does. We just say it straight out. It was a wicked empire. It was a wicked kingdom. They came and they were goes on as you can't do bris mila. But on this city, that took the not the chumra. I don't know if it's the chumra or kula. They were noheg like Rebbe Eliezer, lo gozva. They weren't gozer. Mashma that it was a very good thing they did. Lamaisa, I saw in the Iyun Yaakov. He said they weren't rewarded over here. It's rather that you're just not punished. You read the Gemara that in the city they didn't die bizmanim. They didn't die earlier than bizman. You might think that they have a din karis on them. They're being mechal Shabbat. It's a negative thing they were saying in the Gemara. When the Gemara says that they didn't die in the Zman, they were just not punished, that they should have died earlier, like a Mechalei Shabbat. Because they were told, the Shem Shemaim over here, they did Paskin like someone. And what about the Gezerah of the Romium? It wasn't because of a nace that happened, because they were taking on a sheet over here with something so fantastic. They Paskin wrong over here. Why is it that they seem to have such special preference over here? He says, Mamash lehefek of this four we said before. It was rather teva. It's because the Romans saw that this town wasn't keeping Shabbos like the rest of Klal Yisrael when it came to Bris Mila. So they left them being Mechali Shabbos. They says it's better that they should be Michal Shabbos Piratzon the Mevatel Mila Baonis. And that was the cheshbon of the women over here. Not that they did something positive over here. It was actually a negative thing that they weren't like what? No, they were lahachis. They were mamash lahachis over here. Yeah, for sure. They had their group of Yidim like every empire had. They were mamash lahachis over here. Better for them to be Mechal Shabbos on their own than for us to force them to keep mitzvah. They wanted to uproot. Rashi. Lasot Barzel. This town made Barzel le Ismail Shalmila. It's for not just Tom Barzel. We're talking about in Ismail, the needs for the Mila. Hayu Oklin Basa of Bechalav Kid Lakaman. Vishpa is a Tsayed Ofot. He's someone who traps Ofot. Neman Lotak local Nevela Fineman in the same Pasik. The Yotov Pasik that says the Isra of Nevela is the Isra of Basa Bechalav. So therefore he makes the Hekish between the two of them. Bioto Posik Atzmo, Lot Vashal Gedi, Mashma Kol, Kola Asmishum Nevela, Noigbo Isa Basa Bakala. Everything that is an Isra of Nevela would be Isra of Basa Bakala. Again, Kamash Malan, since there's no chicken milk, therefore it excludes it from the Posik itself. Okay, Tanya, Brysa, Rabbi Shimon Gimel Omer. Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleim besimcha, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted besimcha, kagon mila, like mila, to exceed, how do we know they accepted it besimcha? It says, sosanachi alimotecha kamotzi shalal vav, pasuk in Tehillim, I rejoiced in your sayings like someone who found a tremendous treasure. Anyone know when we say this pasuk? Maybe remember? Before Tehillim Shofar, that's where we say it with pomp and circumstance. Everybody says, oh, son of a... You say it during, you say it during Mila? You're a Moel. I never said this before, Mila. Yeah? Okay. We all say it right on Rosh Hashanah in one of the introductions to the Shofar B'lang that we're so joyful in the mitzvahs. Why is this specifically Adayin Osim Oto B'Simcha? Anything that we accepted with Simcha, we still do in B'Simcha. Rashi. How do we know this is talking about Mila? Amira Yechida, I rejoiced on your Imosecha, on your Amira, meaning Amira Yechida, a singular Amira. Shekadma L'shar Mirot, which mitzvah did we have that was called them all the other mitzvahs? That's Bris Mila. Vehi Mila, that was Mila. She Yisrael Osi, that's what we do. Vesasi Malaya Dechol Shar Mitzvahs Enu Mochichot Kol Hashem. We're joyful in it. It's not all the mitzvahs are present at every moment. Kagon Tefillin and Mezuzah V'Tzitzit. We're only doing these mitzvahs. De'enam Kishuhu B'Sada. De'enam Kishuhu B'Sada V'Arum. But Beit HaMirchatz, if he's in a Sada or if he's not dressed in a Beit HaMirchatz, he's not doing the other mitzvahs. Aval Zu Meir Aleim L'Asot. This testifies that we done it, did it. We're presently in the status of Mila. Kedamina ben Menachos, a famous Gemara in Sekhtim Menachos, bedavid. Shavar atzmo bebeit HaMirchatz. He was in the Beit HaMirchatz. Umitzdar. He was mitzdar. Omel, oili, shani ara mikol mitzvot. I have no mitzvahs. Kevan. See the gears on the side, because you can't be in stakha, because you're not allowed to look in the makam. You're not allowed to be in stakha in the makam Mila. Kevan Shenizkar, that he remembered, but Mila and his Mila Nityashvitaito. He was calmed over here. So we see over here that Mila is with Simcha. Tosfot brings a different reason why it's with Simcha. He brings down because we make a Suda with it. Where do we see him make a Suda with it? If you look in Tosfot, he brings down the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. V'yasa Avraham mishta gadol b'yom ha'gamol. He made a mishta gadol b'yom ha'gamol. And Yitzchak, the normal way we learn that pasuk, is when he was weaned, when he was older. But no, yom ha'gamol, if you look at the word ha'gamol, we read the word hey gimel mal. B'yom hey gimel, which is the eighth day, mal at Yitzchak. He made a mishta on the day that he was, on the day of the Mila, on the eighth day of the Mila of Yitzchak, yenu b'yom ha'shmini de Mila, k'minyan, hey, Gimel, and there's the source that we make a simcha on a bris mila simcha. So that's something that we accepted with simcha. The kol mitzvah shekibul aleihem, the simcha, we still keep today. Kigon mila, we're still doing it with simcha. We still make a suda on it. The kol mitzvah shekibul aleihem bekadata. Anything that we accepted with strife, kigon arayos. When we had the mitzvah of arayos, tiktiv, it says v'yishma Moshe ra'am bochim l'mishpochatav. They were all complaining and crying in their families. What does it mean in their family settings? Al iski mishpochatav. On the matters of the family, when there was an issa that you can't marry your close relatives, they cried on it. They didn't accept it joyfully. They accepted it with katata. We're still having problems with marriages. There is no ksuva when you're figuring out who pays for what, that there isn't any disagreements. Rashi is simcha, shiosin mishta, that you make a mishta for it. Halitzki mishpachotav, shenetzo lehem karovos, that they were ushered in karovos. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he holds, omer kol mitzvah, shemashu Yisrael atzma aleim lemitzah b'shas gizeres hamalkus, any mitzvah that we were mesiris nefesh for, that we insisted on doing, even at a time when there was a gizera against us, could go in avodas kakavim, like avodas zor, Klal Yisrael has been not notorious, but famous for the fact that we will not worship idols in the worst circumstances. Umila, and mila, daim hi muchzak biyadam. We're still strong in these mitzvahs. V'kol mitzvah shalom masu Yisrael atzma aleim lemisa, b'shas kizera hamalchus, any mitzvah that we weren't mesiris nefesh for, at a type of kizera, kagon tefillin, adayin hi meruvu biyadam. It's still weak in the hands of the Mephoshim. All mentioned that tefillin is weak in Klal Yisrael. It's usually one of the first things to go on people. They say that if you went down into the East River, when the boats were coming in, you'd find it's covered with tefillin. They all chucked their tefillin in the water. It's a simon, and it comes from the way that we approached it. Rufa is roughly, they were weak in it. Yomer Rebbe Yanai, tefillin shvika guf naki. Tefillin, there's a din on it that needs a guf naki, kelisha bal kanafayim. Mahi, what is it, a guf naki? We've had this gemara before, we went through it. Omer bayis lo yaftiach bam. One has to be very careful with the tefillin on, that you don't pass gas. Rather, if you can't control yourself, you move it, and you don't have time to take off your tefillin, you move it out of its place. But one does not pass gas with tefillin. Rav omer shalo yishan behem. You don't sleep with it, and it's either because we're afraid you can't control your bodily functions, you might pass gas, or there might be carry, or something like that. Vabai kari lay Elisha bal kanafayim. Why is he called Elisha bal kanafayim? And we had this gemara before, so we'll just read it in the commentaries or earlier we had. Shapam echad gazu malchus of Russia gizera al Yisrael, shakola maniak tefillin avosho yikvu et mocho. They made a gizera on Yisrael, that anyone who puts tefillin on his head, they will gouge out his brains. Vahai Elisha maniak tefillin. And he wasn't afraid. It would seem to be only him and no one else. Shows that we were weak at the time of gizera on tefillin. V'yatzel l'shuk, he went out to the shuk. Faro Kazdor, this soldier who was appointed to make sure we weren't wearing tefillin, saw him. Kazdor chatzor, v'atzmel l'fanav, and he ran after him. V'ratzakov, he ran, he saw him. Elisha ran. The soldier ran after him. He was a Roman soldier. He finally caught up to him. Kevin she'agia etzlo, he caught him. Not no mirosho. He took it off his head. V'yaksim b'yado, and he's holding in his hand. Omelei ma'biyadcha, what's in your hand? Omelo kanfiyona, I just have bird wings. Pashat yadu, he opened up his hands. Finitzuba kanfiyona, it was found to be kanfiyona. Lafik hakayakoyim ato bal kanafayim, therefore he got the name of bal kanafayim. Umay shna kanfiyona, why did he say kanfiyona more than any other bird? Umay shna kanfiyona, di omelei velo omelei sharfot, and didn't mention any other birds. Mishum de dami knesset yusel yona. Klal Yisrael is compared to a yona. Shenemar kan fi yona nechafa bekesef. The wings of a yona are covered in kesef. Fiavriotea biyarakrak chavot. And they are covered in fine gold. Ma yona ze kanafea maginot aleya. A yona, when it fights, it doesn't fight with its beak or its claws. It uses its wings to battle off. Af Yisrael mitzvot maginot aleihem. Our mitzvahs fight off. We don't need other things. We fight. We have our mitzvahs. Rashi, Jumar Viani Tfilm Trika Gufnaki Shaloya Fiach, that you're not allowed to pass gas with it. Al Malozi Hiri Boho. We see that others aren't that they weren't hearing it. Vishmini Mata Lo Matsulaya El Elisha Lavada. We see that only Elisha was most on it. Yakvu Porya Velaz Lushan Yikvu Arvi Nachal. Lushan Tanakir Falo Lo Ta'ala. That you should uproot us, we won't come up. Et Mocha Kenegit Tefillin. Kazdor is Mimoni, is one appointed. Megino Talehem, Einu Nilchama, Bekartumim, Eile, Bekama Fame. They battle with their wings.